wonderful people, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm sure we've all heard our parents, peers, or friends utter the phrases, man up, be a real man, or boys don't cry, at least once in our lives. You may not have thought much of them before, but these phrases are perfect evidence of toxic masculinity in our society today. Now, many of you are probably wondering, what in the world is toxic masculinity, and how does it affect a teenager like me? Well, to answer your question, toxic masculinity is a term that refers to a model of manhood that wrongly associates masculinity with dominance, control, and sexual aggressiveness. This perception of masculinity can be dated all the way back to the Renaissance period, when patriarchy thrived and men held the majority of the power in society. Today, these toxic ideals still exist and hurt teenagers and children like us especially. Parents telling their boys to man up rather than allowing them to express their vulnerabilities, and boys making fun of each other for acting like a girl may seem harmless, but they are all ways that society pressures teen boys into fitting into a narrow and harmful stereotype. Various studies show that boys who embrace toxic masculinity's behavioral codes are prone to experiencing a range of problems, from depression, alcoholism, criminal behavior, and suicide. According to a 2016 Indiana University survey, teenage boys who embodied stereotypically macho behaviors were much less likely to seek help for such problems and had poorer overall mental health. And this issue goes beyond just impacting teen boys. Girls are equally victim to its adverse effects, but in different ways. Studies show that sexual violence, assault, and rape are all linked to the pressure that some boys feel to assert dominance over females. Toxic masculinity is a contributor to some of today's biggest issues, like sexual violence on campuses, drunk driving, and gun violence. The Gun Violence Archive in 2017 found that of all the mass shootings in that year, 40% of the motives were classified as acts of domestic violence or acts of sexual assault and harassment. And more than 40% of American college students engage in binge drinking, majority being boys under pressure to live up to typical male expectations. It all boils down to how society and parents influence us, teenagers. Tori McKee, PhD scholar at Cambridge University, says that popular culture, from men's magazines to Hollywood movies, show young viewers a very restricted version of masculinity, the kind where aggression is rewarded and celebrated. Knowing more about the impact of toxic masculinity is the first step in initiating a change in culture in our society. Us teenagers are at the front lines of this issue, but we can also be at the front lines of change. Organizations such as End Violence Against Women and the Men in Masculinity's Knowledge Community are all contributing by holding teen discussion sessions about toxic masculinity at high school and college campuses across the country. Advisors at MMKC say that you can challenge the stereotype every day, simply by talking about this issue with your friends and parents. And if you would like to learn more about toxic masculinity and schedule a discussion session, call MMKC at 202-265-7500. As teens, we have the power to make a difference, and educating others is the best way you can challenge the stereotype. Signing off, this is Prisha with another episode on today's Teenage Boys.